Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Nothing tastes as good as a cup of the hanging tea.
The views and opinion expressed in this podcast are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entity or organizations.
You are listening to the podcast Tea and Talk, presented to inform, educate, inspire, and encourage meaningful conversations on Bahamian arts and culture. My name is Robert Bain, dancer, teacher, choreographer, and someone who believes in the preservation of all things Bahamian. I am sitting down with persons of like mind to discuss the Bahamian perspective on the arts and the Bahamian way. Now, let's welcome our guests.
Welcome back to Tea and Talk. This is Robert Bain, and I am so happy to be back with you guys, man. Hey, listen, we're going to continue today with my conversation with Ms. Pamela Burnside, my friend. We call her Pam, right? But before we get to that, you know, I always like to explain everything. And y'all know the reason for this podcast, right? To promote us, the artists, to give us a space to talk about the things that impedes our progress or helps us. At the end of the podcast, it's my dream, it's my hope, it's my wish that we become smarter. The whole country, the whole world, people learn about us here in the Bahamas. You know, we're just not listening. People are just not listening here in the Bahamas, but of late, I've come to understand that my podcast is being heard in like 15 countries around the world. The arts and culture is so important to this country. It's so important for the future of this country. We can't just sit by and just do nothing. That's why this podcast was started. Okay, so we're going to continue now with a podcast recorded on the 13th of May, 2023, with Pam Burnside. So, enjoy. Good evening.
Okay. I just retired out of the classroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm sad.
Yeah.
Because it's we have kids who don't know who Ella Penlin was or Samila Butler.
Right.
Don't know the history of this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's bothersome.
Yes, it is.
You know, but anyhow, we're gonna get there at some point, and. Like I said, you know, hopefully at the end of these podcasts, you will be much smarter for it. Something you would have learned. You might have learned something that you did not know, you know, when we first started. And now you have an idea. Tell me about, let's talk about my friend Jackson for a little bit. Like I said, Jackson was the kind of guy that every time I left his space, I was smarter.
Yeah.
All right. I remember one time ago I was, you know, complaining to him, and he always gave me the air and I listened. And we were talking about, I was saying how people don't appreciate what I do and all this sort of thing, you know. And that was a year that we had, there was so much mangoes on the street. You couldn't even, you couldn't even sell them if you wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Robert, let me tell you something. You see those mangoes over there? People walking around those mangoes. They kicking it. They doing all kind of things with those mangoes. They even ain't checking for the mangoes. But let somebody come here, pick up those mangoes and decide that they're going to make mango juice.
Correct.
Or mango whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes a problem.
Correct.
I say.
Use your creativity.
One of those. That was just one of those.
Correct.
Those moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But tell us a bit about my dear friend Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, he loved the Bahamas. And he and I were on that wavelength, you know, and that's why we were such a good fit. He was a visionary, you know, his mind was always working at a mile a minute, mm-hmm. whereas I am a more focused, direct person. Mm-hmm. I'm a Capricorn, you know, mm-hmm. laser focused. Mm-hmm. And so while he went off on his tangents, as we would call it, mm-hmm. If he painted, he had four canvases up at the same time because he was working on all of them together. Whereas I wanted to finish one task and then move to the other. Mm-hmm. So we were good complementary partners. Mm-hmm. And his whole vision in life was just like you say, you know, to inspire people. Whatever he said, it was like he was talking to you and giving you advice that came from his heart, because he had a vision of the Bahamas and what it meant to be Bahamian and what he wanted for the country to do. Mm-hmm. And so he was very clear in that. I'm very clear in that, you know, for Bahamians first. Bahamians have the talent, but we need to give them the assistance and the help to make us all walk forward together on that road to mm-hmm. go upwards and onwards, because we can do it. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to invest in your own people, what do you expect them to do? They're going to go rogue.
Yeah.
You know, it's a simple formula. So he was just so, I remember a conversation we had just before he died, and I would call myself a Junkanoo widow, because, you know, he was in Junkanoo. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And certain, like from September, we would say, oh, well, Pam, you're a Junkanoo widow now, because you're going to see him from now until, you know, mm-hmm. after New Year's. Mm-hmm. And we accepted that. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, Jackson, you're not getting any younger, you know, all these late hours and whatever, time for you to slow down. He said, Pam, I can't give up, because I go into the shack and talk to particularly the guys and even the young women. And so many of them may not have a mentor or a father that they could talk to. And I realized that is so important for me to be there to talk to them. And so I have to continue to do that until my dying death, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And he was quite intent. And I said, I understand that, because I was the same way, or I am the same way, you know, involved with the Cancer Society, talking to cancer patients, or even now with the Creative Nassau working with the artisans, making sure that, you know, there's a market here. We'll come out and show your things, you know, get better at this. What about if you did this? And so many people come into Dungalik and they're saying, like you said, you know, when I leave Dungalik, I feel so much better, because I come in conflicted with an idea and we start to talk, and then we can see a way out of a valley, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and that's the sort of space we wanted it to be, a cultural center where anyone could come and be inspired and leave with feeling better than when they came
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, and Jackson and Stan, his brother Stanley,
mm-hmm.
For the first time in my life, I think I met them when I first came back, and I came to back to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to, the colors that he used
mm-hmm.
in his paintings, I think a lot of people kind of questioned it
mm-hmm.
initially.
Right.
You know, these mm-hmm. these colors and Junkanoo and, but he was able to take the colors, the threads of Junkanoo, the mm-hmm. thread of our culture, and put it into painting and just refine the colors in a certain way.
Right.
And that, when I first saw, I think it was one time ago, they did an exhibition at the Institute of the Arts.
Oh, yeah.
On Elizabeth mm-hmm. Avenue.
Yeah, with Horace, on Horace, right.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And I remember seeing the first, my first introduction to the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just blown out by the way these colors. I never thought those colors work that way, but they actually work. Uh-huh. And so it really take a genius to figure that one out. Mm-hmm. And I think now persons are now following.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we're sitting at this table.
Right. This is a John Beadle table. And the story about this table is this was supposed to be a temporary table because they had moved office from just down the road. Uh-huh. And the conference table hadn't come yet, and they were having a big meeting. And so Jack John was working. He was our design person in charge of design. And Jackson said, John, we need one quick table, man. Get a piece of plywood, do it up. Something very quick. It's sitting on horses, if you look underneath the table. Mm-hmm. Do something quick, because we're not going to have the conference table. And this became a permanent temporary table.
Well, my story of this table, if this is the same table, in 1995, I needed a logo for the National Dance Company. And I sat right over there where you were sitting, and he sat right here.
And sketched.
And he was sketching out the, which I still have. Right. And it's on the same paper that he did it on. Right.
Right. You need to frame that.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I hope you got him to sign it.
I'll
do it after David. After and say, this is Jackson's work.
because a student of mine at the university wanted wanted to use it actually, and so even though I gave it to her, I was like couldn't wait to get it back in my hand. But she don't know I was at that college looking in the window. Until that got back to me,
Yes.
And so now it's in a safe place.
Right.
So it's part of my connection to him as well,
I remember those days.
Yeah, I had some days too, when I was building my house, man. Mm. And I remember calling him in the morning and you would say, he's on his way, Robert. And he'll come and, give me his opinion. But I appreciated him so much. And, but like I say, it was always a joy to just be in his space. Mm-hmm. And even if I just said nothing and just listened, just shoulder to shoulder, that was fine. And,
he was a very positive person.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he always turned my negativity into something positive.
Right, right.
And that is the, I miss that, Boy, but Pam, I'm still interested in knowing how we're gonna
move forward.
Yeah.
But we have, since we came back home, 50 years later, we have been going very slowly but very determined. Mm-hmm. And our mission is very clear, and we have continued to carry on that mission, and we hope that our children will carry it on after us. Mm-hmm. Because we're not getting any younger, Robert.
No, we're not.
And I say it very clearly, I don't do government. My last time with government was when I was put on the Orange Economy Subcommittee of the Economic Recovery Committee, along with about six other creatives. And, we were all friends. We all knew each other. We had our report done in a matter of weeks. We were ready to go. And we got not one red cent. That was even before the cent was devalued and not used anymore. We didn't get one red cent to do any of the things that we had suggested. So I resigned because at this stage in life, I don't have time for foolishness.
Neither
and power
I.
plays. Yes. We are here for the greater good. Whatever we do because of our love for this country and its people. And we want the world to know it. And so much could be changed in this country if they would just not think of being powerful by holding on. You cannot do anything if you hold your hands together and you in a fist. If you open your hands and share to someone else, you will be able to work together. But you cannot work together with your hands in a
fist. That's a lesson from my grandmother.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's simple. It's a very simple thing. And if we don't work together, if we don't collaborate, we will get nowhere. The visual arts community is where it is today because us as visual artists always work together.
Yes.
We've come a long way now. Our artists are all over the world fetching six and five figure prices for their mm-hmm. artwork mm-hmm. because we have always helped each other and assisted from the youngest to the eldest, you know. Mm-hmm. The young artists who could say, oh, I know Brent Malone. I could talk to Brent Malone. Where would you go in the world where you're not even out of high school and you could talk to a master artist, you know?
Yeah.
But here we take it all for granted because this, the country is small enough and we need to make the most of that fact that we are small and we used to be a community. We need to bring that back. We need to bring back that sense of sharing, that sense of caring, that sense of collaboration and community and working together. Yeah. And I think that's what we need to do. But I don't have time to play games about who's in charge and who has the power, and I'm not going to let you do that because you're going to be on the news more than me. Well, that's foolishness.
It is.
Meanwhile, the people suffer. What are you doing for the greater good? Just ask yourself that question. How am I helping for the greater good?
Yeah. Boy. I don't know.
You know, preaching to the choir.
That's all right, yeah. I join you with that, and I really don't understand it because we have people that travel around the world. They mm-hmm. see things. They see the impetus that people put on their own culture.
Right.
The value they have with their
own culture. That's what the orange economy means, monetizing your creativity.
Yes.
Simple.
But they see it.
Yes.
Right? And then it becomes just conversation. And mm-hmm. it sounds good.
Right. It's just a little bite for the news.
Yeah,
show me, how are you making it effective?
Yeah. Like I say, in a couple of years' time, we're not going to recognize this place.
That's right.
It's going to become something that we don't, that mm-hmm. It becomes something that we cannot identify
with. Right, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to think of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in our area of dance, you know, we had this great, when I came to Nassau, there was these moments where I was so encouraged,
mm-hmm.
you know. There were persons like me, like Shirley Hall Bass and,
right.
and Mr. Farrington and mm-hmm. everybody else that were making these contributions. Even when I was not in Nassau,
correct.
When I was in Grand Bahama, and I keep hearing about all the fabulous things that mm-hmm. were happening. I heard mm-hmm. about what the arts were like, and I did know about all the clubs, some of the clubs.
Right.
I knew about some of those things because mm-hmm. I heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of it through family members, mm-hmm. my mom and people like
right.
that who lived in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they understood. There were some things that were understood. There were the Shay Paul Mayers.
My mother worked for Paul Mayers.
Shay Paul Mayers.
Mm-hmm.
There were all the different night, the cat and the fiddle
right.
and the mm-hmm. Zanzibar and all mm-hmm. those things.
Tina Taylor Drumbeat.
The drum.
They were right next to each other.
All of those.
And Mummy knew all the people because she was quite a socialite and she would go, you know, and everybody knew. And then she worked at the Mayers Theater.
Okay.
And, you know, those people who she knew would get in free,
mm-hmm.
They said, give me a moment, I'll tell you when to duck under the thing. You know, because she knew that they didn't have the money to come to
right.
the show, you know. But and those are the things, you know, our parents, my mom was from Eleuthera, and her whole family were a very giving family. They always helped others.
Right.
And so, you know, you grow up in that kind of community where you want to help people. And, you know, your hands are not balled into a fist, keeping everything for yourself, you know. And that's where we have fallen down because we have turned our back on all of those things that made us unique.
Yeah.
You know, we had outside toilets. Mm-hmm. I had one in our yard. We had an inside bathroom and an outside
mm-hmm.
toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was a contractor. But that didn't make me less of a person because I had an outside toilet and I lived in a clapboard house. Yes, we had a stone house,
mm-hmm.
but my grandmother lived in a clapboard house on mm-hmm. the island.
Mm-hmm.
What was wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
It helped. We had a tin tub and mm-hmm. we would bathe in the tin tub because there was no running water in the family
mm-hmm.
island.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't make you less of a person. That made you a resilient person to use and a creative person to use whatever you had to do what you had to do in order to survive. Oh man, we were green before it was
exactly.
Yeah,
Yes.
Oh boy, I tell you.
You know, I've heard the stories of somebody mentioned the story of the the hotels back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Back in the days, and how they would the guests would be there at right. the hotel and enjoying the amenities of the hotel. And then at a certain point in the evening, then they will go over the hill
mm-hmm.
to right. the nightclubs.
All night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah. you could walk home.
Yeah.
Safely.
I've heard the stories, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And I've heard the stories. And you know, people say, well, why would you want to go back there? That is necessary.
Right.
That is necessary for our survival.
Yes.
I don't think
for
people.
Our soul.
Yeah. For especially for, you know, creative people.
Right, right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
One person said, in 50 years, we've only had one art museum. One.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody need to be listening to this podcast, and somebody need to understand that it is important that all of these things be at least talked about,
mm-hmm.
and don't talk about it to no foreigners.
No, that's totally out of order.
Talk to the persons that live here.
Correct.
You find that a lot of the persons that lived here have the outside experience. They have been. They have
Correct.
Probably done better than a lot of
Correct.
Persons
mm-hmm.
out there.
Yes.
But they're here, and they're here, and they're struggling with here mm-hmm. because they love this country.
Correct.
I love this country.
Me too.
People ask me, so why haven't you? You could have gone this way. I've had opportunities.
Yes, of course. You dance with the best in the world.
Okay. And I've had
do people know that? You should tell people.
No, some people know that. I mean, they used to, but now they, you know, how we forget
yeah,
very
yeah.
quickly and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others too. There are others out there. There are others out there who wish to come home
mm-hmm.
Because they have something to contribute.
Offer. Right, right.
That, you know, and I think this country, if we ever decide that we are going to focus on the artists in this country, you will get up one morning and you realize that this country is a completely different country in terms of the beauty. Because
mm-hmm.
we're already beautiful people.
Correct. Right.
We're mm-hmm. already beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the, it'll be the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People come here. I'm so bugged every time I'm driving down Bay Street and I'm going like, look at the people from the ship. There's nothing
yeah,
to do.
Correct.
People from the ship, what
mm-hmm.
do they do?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, Sun, and Sea is played out.
Correct.
It needs, like,
it could be anywhere.
One of my guests, the last podcast, said it needs to be Sun, Sand, Sea, Culture, History.
Correct.
It needs all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bay Street is dead.
Right.
It's the tourists come. What do they come?
Correct. For.
We need to start focusing on taking those tourists like they did. They took the
mm-hmm.
tourists over
the
hill.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see. My friends that come from the United States or anywhere, they want to go where the people live.
Correct. And to learn what the life the people live, because that's what makes a country unique. That's why people come here. They find, in fact, many of the visitors who come here come with a taxi driver who didn't even know we were here.
That's right.
And they actually are educating the taxi driver about Dungalik and what
oh
it means
God.
To come. But once the taxi driver comes, they come back.
They come back.
Yeah. So yeah. better late than never.
Yes.
You know, but they find it online. They put in culture and Dungalik will come up. And we have, you know, we have the craft cottage here that sells all Bahamian made souvenirs, not like the straw market.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another artist who also has schools for teaching children art as well as framing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a colored pencil artist. So, you know, you get 3 for 1 here on the Dungalik property. And that's what people want. You know, they leave. I mean, some people stay here for a whole hour and I just let them wander around, and every once in a while I'll get up and we'll talk about something that they see here in mm-hmm. more details. And they said, wow, I am just, you know, so thrilled that I came here. This has been the best part of my trip, you know.
You could see that Jackson was way ahead of his time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember the Junkanoo statues. That,
right, right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just ahead of his time.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
know, but
It's so much. It seems like it's so much to do, and we haven't come anywhere. But you know, you look back on those lives that you have impacted positively, yes. and yes. you know, you have to hold on to that to keep you going, because you could just give up, you know.
Yeah.
But I definitely give up, and I ain't doing no more government,
yeah.
and I ain't doing no more cruise ships. And I'm doing whatever and whatever. I make the rules. This is my property, and yes. I'm going to tell you what I want to do here.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Because, you know, you have to put your foot down
yeah.
and hope that the next generation will be able to make a difference, because it is not about power. It's about empowerment. That's different.
That's
of
right.
the people, not of the politicians.
The politicians. yeah, politics is a... It's a strange game.
It is.
It is a very strange game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pamela, this is just amazing. Like I said, I read everything that you write.
I haven't written for a while, but
what? Yeah. When you do, yes, yes, of course, yes. When you do, of course, you know. And I don't know. I will continue. Mm-hmm. And I will continue just like you. Like you said earlier, you know, you're too old for this. I'm yeah. just at that point as well. Mm-hmm. I just don't have the energy for it anymore.
No.
And possibly the younger kids can probably do it. But mm-hmm. Robert Bain don't have that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it this way, to waste.
Yes.
You know, and I my thing is, if you're going to come and talk to me about anything concerning what I do, then you need to come straight, because
right.
I'm not, I'll give you a second and that's
mm-hmm.
it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that way. I don't know. I will continue.
Mm-hmm.
I have not given up the ghost yet.
Right, right. The journey continues.
But mm-hmm. I just feel that it's time to just do it a little bit.
Pick your battle.
Yeah, pick
mm-hmm.
your battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pick your battle.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind you, too, that the National Dance Company, which I've been a part of for the past 31 years, we have a concert coming up on July 5th. 38th at the University of Bahamas. The
ticket on my calendar.
Yes, yes. It's $35. And there are lots of other things happening also in terms of productions in Nassau. And so I don't mind reading your information on the podcast. I can give you until August. And then, you know, and then after that, I guess I have to start charging everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, I just want to go over it again. It's the Shirley Hall Bass Legacy Project. They have a forum coming up July 27th to 30th. This is at the University of the Bahamas. And so if you feel that you want to be a part of this or want some information, call Dr. Faith Butler at the University of the Bahamas, or reach out to, where else you can find it? On their
yes.
Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
the information is posted there. And then we have Mr. Carol Lawrence, Carol Dance Academy, have his production, Fashionista. It's on the 2nd of July. I think I said June initially, but it's July. It's at 7 p.m. as at the Performing Arts Theater. I hope you have that information right. And tickets there are $30, all right? And then there is Eurythmics. See? This is for everybody. And they have their concert that's happening also. Who else? And then there's
yeah.
the one down to Freeport.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Bahamas Dance Theater. And this mm-hmm. is June 24th, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. and June 25th at 5 p.m. Uh-huh. I said so. I said
mm-hmm.
all that.
Yeah.
All right. So there are a couple of things happening. So, you know, just if you want to reach out to me to talk about your performance, your event happening, it's tandtalk.bahamas2023@gmail.com. And so you could reach out to me and I'll do that for you, because we need to help each other. And that's
yeah.
that's why this podcast was established, because nobody talks about us. They use us. Anytime something is going to happen, or
like
they
like the pot cake.
Like the pot cake. Yeah, like mm-hmm. like the pot cake. They treat us bad, but they need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
People are tired of it. And
yeah.
see, if you kick a pot cake too many times,
he's going to bite you.
He's going to bite you,
mm-hmm.
and you might not see him no more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you need to do better. But Pam, this has been amazing. Like I said, you know, every time I am just smarter every time I speak to somebody like yourself.
Thank you.
I learned some stuff. But to end my podcast, one of the questions that I always ask my guest is, what is a Bahamian?
A Bahamian is somebody who loves the Bahamas and bees who they is and not who they ain't. This me now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. And that sounds like that coming from... Oh my word.
Thank you, Robert, for having me on, and we continue to do. It's been a long journey, but the journey continues.
It continues.
And thank you for all that you have done for many, many, many children in this country, you know, whose lives you have touched. Wow. And they should call in and tell you thank you, even if they've grown up.
Well, that would be nice, but yes. But I know how they go, because yes. You know, even my own children, everybody's growing up now and they have their own lives. But no, there's one. Like I tell people, the best part of my life is putting something into somebody else's life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not all about me.
Right.
It's really not all about me. Mm-hmm. And I always believe my philosophy on receiving is giving.
Right. The more you give, the more you receive.
You know, and you talk about the fist thing.
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. my grandmother was a giver. Her hands mm-hmm. were
always open.
Always open. Mm-hmm. And so mine is always open. Even right. though I get it slapped sometime. and whatever people will do to you, I keep it open.
Yes.
You know, and there's always somebody. So mm-hmm. so even though those persons that you mentioned, that you say that I've played a part in their life, they've played a part in my life as well.
Yes. Because mm-hmm.
they've also helped me to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been amazing. I've enjoyed this this time with you.
Thank you.
And I don't know what I'm going to say. But thank you. And you're listening to Tea and Talk. And I'm with Pam Burnside at Dunkelek Studio.
You're listening to the podcast, Tea and Talk.
The views and opinion expressed in this podcast are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entity or organizations.